Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. The French think they're superior to us when it comes to clothing, wine, and food, not to mention romance. And admittedly, they do have a way with each. And perhaps nowhere is French sophistication more evident, at least in the culinary world, than when it comes to pancakes. American pancakes are puffy, down-to-earth concoctions, sometimes inelegantly referred to as flapjacks, and usually served for breakfast. French pancakes or crepes, on the other hand, are thin, delicate, suave, and urbane, right at home at the fanciest dinner party. Though I take a back seat to no one in my esteem for fluffy American buttermilk pancakes drenched in maple syrup, I'm nonetheless convinced that we Americans ought to develop a further appreciation for the French member of the pancake family, the crepe. After all, as Dorian Lee Parker points out in her book on the subject, crepes are not only the most refined pancake variety, they are the most versatile as well. Because they're neutral, they go well with almost any type of filling or sauce, whether sweet or savory. But though they've perfected the crepe, the French probably didn't actually invent the process of adding liquid to milled grain and cooking it on a flat surface. Pancakes, as the Oxford Companion to Food tells us, are an ancient delicacy, the griddle method of cooking being an older form than oven baking. And nearly every culture has a version ranging from Russian blini to Vietnamese rice pancakes to Hungarian palacintas. But clearly the crepe is the ultimate variation, and it's surprisingly simple to make. Once you've mastered the basics, you can make the most elegant crepes of all, crepe Suzette, a dish supposedly created by accident in 1896 when a chef inadvertently set a cordial sauce on fire, dunked crepes into it, and served it to the Prince of Wales at the Café de Paris in Monte Carlo. The prince gallantly suggested that the dish be named for the lady who accompanied him. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.